So my name is Kian, and I'm a personal trainer. I started a project called Center of Gravity a year and a half ago, supporting people to develop movement practices that they feel interested in integrating into their lives without having to think about our preconceived ideas of what fitness is or what exercise is. It's more about supporting and encouraging people to feel embodied, feel connected to what their bodies are asking. And I do that starting from a place of helping people understand what their postures are saying to them. So I see posture as a form of language. Our brains have the capacity to hold memories, but we only can remember so much, whereas our bodies literally carry all of our entire experiences from birth. So they carry a lot, they have a lot of stories to tell, and I see movement and posture as a form of storytelling. And sometimes, you know, like we see the way that we associate with pain or the way that we associate with like strength or flexibility, these kinds of things, there's a lot of emotion that we've been taught to associate with these things, or there's a lot of even morality that we've been taught to associate with these things. Like having bad posture, for example. What is bad posture? There is no bad posture. Like, posture has no morals. It's just the way that we are able to hold our skeletons up, essentially. That's all that posture is. But the way that we hold ourselves up, the way that we carry ourselves, that is the outcome of many, many years of experience. So helping people identify with their postures and what their postures are saying to them supports people to understand what their postures are asking for, if this makes sense. So this is my starting place, working with people. And then from there, I like to help people discover what they're interested in, how they like to move. Because yeah, again, like we're taught movement or exercise, we associate that with like sports or with athletes or naturally talented, coordinated people. But at the end of the day, you look at kids and all kids are running around, all toddlers are moving, they're falling, they're tumbling. We are no different. We just have many years of experience that kind of shifts us away from feeling free in our bodies to just do those things. So I like to encourage a mindset shift of what movement practices can be, in a way that is really supportive of the individual's interests.